We are back on this Sunday evening broadcast and transmission. I am your guest host, Drew Hernandez. If you guys can do me a huge favor, if you like what you're hearing here tonight on the broadcast, you guys can follow me on my X account. Go to x.com/DrewHLive. But also, you can catch me on my nightly show, Monday through Friday, Drew Hernandez Live. 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. We go live only on Rumble. Rumble.com/DrewHernandez. Rumble.com/DrewHernandez. You guys can find all those links on my X account. But let me wrap up these thoughts on the future of MAGA and where we're at with Trump. I want to complete that thought that I had before we went to break. This subversion that is, it's clearly happening. And if people in MAGA are afraid to address it because they don't want to be called a traitor or a panican by the MAGA cat turd guy on X, it's just going to happen right before your very eyes. It's just going to happen right before your very eyes. And before you know, because it's already happening, you know, getting people to get on board with a possible regime change operation in Venezuela. We were on the verge of another regime change operation in Iran. The late and great Charlie Kirk literally had a meeting at the White House to express his grievances as to why he thinks that shouldn't happen to President Trump himself, right? And several other like neocon, very, you know, traditional Bush era right wing. And when I say right wing, like this whole like, you know, Paul Ryan, you know, cookie cutter conservative, everything that kind of predates MAGA. There seems to be this push, and the push is coming from within the establishment GOP. The big question is, how far are you going to let these people take things backwards? That's the question. Let's just cut to the chase. How far will you let these people take us back, and how far will you allow them to erase it? Because I'll tell you what they do want. What they do want is they want something like that, but they don't want something like that that they cannot control. I know I already said this, but we have to reiterate this, because what these people fear are numbers. They fear numbers because they know numbers can seriously change things. Now, I'm not talking about violence, even a free speech, peaceful political revolution is damaging and is dangerous. And by the way, that's exactly what we've really been experiencing with independent media just the past few years. And a lot of these establishment figures are very angry. A lot of foreign countries are very angry. A lot of foreign operatives are not happy because independent media has kind of really opened up more conversations surrounding these types of things that the neocon, kind of like the Israel First lobby machine, has always really had their hand on. Well, that's gone away. That's disappeared because you have independent media, because you have platforms like InfoWars, because you've got massive voices out there that are challenging the establishment, challenging the narrative, whether it's in America or whether it's globally, that are challenging what we're all told we're allowed to accept when it comes to the mainstream narratives or the establishment narratives, whether it's coming from the Democrat side or the Republican side. The question is, how far are you going to allow these people to take us backwards? Do you want to go back to that? It seems like that's kind of where we're going. They will take it there with all these neocons that are seeing it this way too. And the reason why I feel very comfortable with this analysis is because we all know this is exactly what they have their eyes on. They have their eyes on the prize. And the prize is MAGA. It's the base. Will they be able to effectively and efficiently subvert it or not? Now, I know a lot of young people are hearing me and they're saying, absolutely not. That's why we're so loud. That's why we've been expressing these grievances louder and louder and louder. And we don't care who gets offended, because this is about the future and we are not going backwards. There is no plantation for us. And I think if you shame that, that's a big mistake. We'll be right back.
We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force. Well, we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, it can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
All righty, InfoWarriors, we are back here on this Sunday evening. I am your guest host, Drew Hernandez, as we continue with some more intel here this evening with the remainder of our time. And I just want to, you know, leave these final comments for any young people. I want to address the young people. Don't let these people out here discourage you. Don't let these people out here gaslight you. Don't let these people out here attempt to convince you that you're being negative or you're being black-pilled for simply wanting to put America first. Whatever slander may come your way, whatever accusation or name calling, whatever type of lie that gets thrown in your face, whether it be on social media or off social media, I think that's part of the op. You want to know why? Because they're afraid of you. They're afraid of us. They want things to remain the same. They want things to remain the way they've been. Let's just say the past 70 years. They don't want things to continue in the name of populism or America first or no longer putting any foreign interest first, whether that be Israel or Ukraine or China or wherever it may be. That's part of the PSYOP. That's part of the tactic. And we've been experiencing this for a while now where, well, you come out and you tell the truth, you're going to get blacklisted. You're going to get sued into oblivion. You will be designated. You will be excommunicated. You will be known as radioactive. And nobody can listen to you, affiliate with you, work with you. Nobody. Sound familiar? Don't be intimidated by these people. Keep speaking up. If anything, get louder. Remain peaceful, but get louder. Double down, triple down, quadruple down. Do not stop. And I know a lot of young people, they're hearing what I'm saying, and I know they need to hear it because it does get discouraging after a while. But at the same time, my question to you is this. If not you, who? If you've got an entire generation out there, if you got an entire entity out there that is telling you, stop it, be quiet, you're too negative, you're black-pilled. Just fall in line. Just know your place. Stop complaining. Just be grateful. All for putting America first. Those are people that want to hold the country back. Those are people that want to keep things the way that they've been going for the past, let's just say again, 70 years. They don't want anything that is truly free. They don't want anything that is outside of the establishment. They don't want anything that is truly going to not only put America first, but put our children first, our families first, our wives. If you're a woman and you're married to a man, your husband's first. Don't let these people discourage you. I know a lot of young people get this crap all the time. You're just being black-pilled. You're being black-pilled. No. Get louder. Be even louder. That's why you have free speech. That's why you have this advocacy. Because if you've got an entire generation out here that's just repeatedly wanting you to stay in the same place over and over and over and over again, well, that means that you're probably over the target. And I would get even more based. I would get even more difficult. I would get even more loud. You can call that trolling, that's fine. But in the name of peace and free speech and advocacy, I think being attacked for simply putting America first is a pretty damn clear indication that you are directly over the target. And that's why I said what I said earlier, because I want to communicate this to young people tonight, is it's not black-pilled. It's not negativity. It's not anything like that. Your literal, and by the way, this is always this is like the cream of the crop. This is always the grand prize. This is always the holy grail. Who could capture and win the youth or the next generation? Who could win the hearts and the minds of the next generation? And it's just kind of weird. Think about it. It's just kind of weird, especially this past year, that you've got an entire conservative GOP right-wing establishment in a certain age group range that is just constantly and consistently wanting to talk down to and to dunk on and write off and disregard and excommunicate the next generation of the right wing. So what is it that these people want? They're not going to live forever. What is it that they want? Like, they can't, like, these people cannot be like, oh, we're just going to get AOCs and Mamdanis. We're going to get that because of you, because you won't get on board with the subversion of MAGA. No, that's your fault. That's your fault. You can't just force people to fall in line with the establishment, fall in line with the subversion, just get on the plantation, just like the Democrat base does. It's not going to work. It will not work that way. And I encourage the young people to peacefully rebel against that. Put America first. Christ is king. If that bothers these people, then so be it. We don't want some cucked out country any longer. The cucked out right wing can't handle it anymore. The conservatives literally don't have a spine in their back. These people can't lead us to where we need to go. Clearly, look around you. The rhetoric doesn't cut it. These people are barely enforcing the laws on the books. And yes, we know they're coming. Oh, so you'd rather have Kamala? Huh? No, because we know that those things are coming is why we're saying what we're saying. So to any of the young people out there that, I don't know, maybe you do get it discouraged, or maybe sometimes you get convinced that maybe there is something wrong with me. No. Because what's the alternative, huh? If I don't keep it based, if we don't keep it America first, if we don't keep pushing the limits, and this was the point I was trying to make earlier, we need to do that with Trump right now. In my opinion, I think that is our only option to truly shift the Overton window politically, in the sense of, okay, if we're going to continue with this path of attempting to navigate and maneuver with our version of subversion in the Republican Party, right? We've got to start with Trump. We have to start with holding him accountable. We have to start with pressing him on these very serious issues, because we need him to succeed. We want him to succeed. This is not about, you know, wanting him to fail. But if you're not going to be able to do it to Trump right now, you're not going to be able to do it to J.D. Vance in 2028. What, are you going to get a Marco Rubio? Are you getting some establishment shill? And then what? Well, the subversion will probably even be further completed at that point. And rhetoric is not enough, my friends. I'm not talking about acts of violence. I mean, delivering on policy, delivering on serious campaign promises, delivering on what was obviously discussed with the American people. Rhetoric is not enough. And it just feels weird. I'm like, why am I saying this? Why am I saying these things out loud in 2025? Didn't we just get through this 10 years ago in 2015 and 2016? But, you know, I think obviously the discussion needs to be had, because I know these discussions are taking place within the Rhino GOP, Democrats are maneuvering in their way. They know the days of Nancy Pelosi are coming to an end. Chuck Schumer, the generational shifts are happening. Okay? They are happening. And we're already starting to see the effects, but the big electoral effects, the transfers of power, and obviously U.S. government are starting to be felt. But also, I'll say this. You got to ask yourself, nobody is going to have this conversation for you. Nobody is going to advocate for this for you. Nobody is going to move forward in this direction for you other than you. And if you allow it, you will see more MTGs excommunicated. You will see more based actual America First patriots excommunicated out of MAGA. You will see more and more and more and more. And by the way, I think they're doing all of this in the name of you're an anti-Semite. You're an anti-Semitism. To me, that's clearly the op that they're running right now. And it works. It works for them. And people fall for it. It's so sad, dude. You know, all for a damn foreign country. All for a damn foreign country. And yeah, that is damaging because people always say it's such a tiny little country. We've got bigger problems all over the world. We know we have problems, but for some reason, you're not allowed to really address this one to begin with and attempt to solve it peacefully. Isn't that weird? You get blacklisted and you get excommunicated, and a lot of young people, breaking news, are sick of it. Absolutely sick of it and no longer want any part in it. Period. And I'll show you an example just to get to some of this news. This is on Infowars.com. Make sure you guys are getting your news articles, daily news, Infowars.com. If you guys don't have these saved as bookmarks on your feeds, you got to. Band.video as well. I know I do. Trump declares war on the third worldification of the United States. Now, obviously, President Trump knows how to make big statements when he knows he needs to. But President Donald Trump has condemned the Hart-Celler Act of 1965 as the catalyst for America's ongoing immigration catastrophe, signaling a potential full-scale reversal of policies that have diluted the nation's historic white ethnic core. The bombshell rhetoric, keyword, exploded across social media platforms this week, igniting cheers from America First patriots who view the 1960s law signed by Democrat President Lyndon B. Johnson as a deliberate plot to flood the United States with non-European migrants and erode its founding demographic identity, right? So obviously Trump amplified this on his own Truth Social account. And this is the thing. This is the thing about President Trump with these statements. And I think people have to consider this because this is what politicians do. You can say all the right things, but you can say all of the based things. You can say everything that you know your base wants to hear. But if it's not delivered on, it becomes a problem. If it doesn't translate, or if it does not transform into policy and something that is obviously country changing, right? Then you're going to get more and more and more and more distrust, more and more and more and more obvious grievance. And you're going to get more and more and more people that are searching for something real. And I think that's what it comes down to for a lot of people too. You know, you got a lot of young people out here that are just like really tired of everything that's synthetic, especially in this world of AI, especially in this world of computing, and everything seems to be back engineered and it's just a lack of authenticity. You get this in your so-called content. You get this in so-called movies, even music these days. And that's what I think that goes hand in hand with this overwhelming desire for something real and tangible and based, absolutely based and effective, especially in America for US politics. You're not going to be able to serve this kind of stuff anymore. That's the point I've been trying to make all night. It's not going to work. It will not work. It cannot work. the mean tweets, the rhetoric. I'm telling you right now, you're going to get a bunch of candidates, 2026, they'll probably test drive this.
They said nobody would sign up. They were wrong about that. They said it would be unaffordable for the country. They were wrong about that.
You had a law which said healthy people are going to pay in. It made explicit the healthy people pay in and sick people get money. It would not have passed. Okay? Just like the people, lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to getting the thing to pass.
No one has to keep their private insurance. They can buy into this plan. And they can buy into it with a $1,000 deductible and never have to pay more than 8.5% of their income when they do it. And if they don't have any money, they get in free. So this idea is a bunch of malarkey.
The technical issues plaguing the Obamacare website rollout are only part of the problem. Many who managed to navigate the system, gotten quotes, planned to sign up, are now saying no thank you. They're finding the Affordable Care Act is unaffordable, at least for them.
Their health care company has informed them their current plan will cease in the next year because it doesn't comply with the Affordable Health Care Act. She needs to find a new plan. So Christy, a part-time teacher, and her husband, who owns a video company, went online. And after a week of trying, finally figured out just what kind of insurance she could get under the Affordable Care Act. And for her, it seems unaffordable.
All that really truly is a tapeworm on the economic system. I mean, it is eating up, instead of $170 per person in 1960, when we actually thought we were doing pretty well in this arena, to over $10,000 per person. Just think of that, $10,000 per person, you know, family of four, on balance, $40,000 of GDP going to... just one aspect of their lives.
More than a decade before the Affordable Care Act's disastrous consequences became undeniable, Alex Jones, Michael Snyder, and Mike Adams repeatedly warned that Obamacare was deliberately engineered not to fix health care, but to break the private insurance market and force America into a government-run single-payer system.
It will actually reduce the deficit by $4 trillion over the long term. Reducing the waste and inefficiency in Medicare and Medicaid will pay for most of this plan. It will slow the growth of healthcare costs for our families, our businesses, and our government. There will be a provision in this plan that requires us to come forward with more spending cuts if the savings we promised don't materialize.
They documented Obama's serial abandonment of the public option, his knowingly false promises that Americans could keep their plans and doctors.
If you've got health care already, then you can keep your plan if you are satisfied with it.
If you like the plan you have, you can keep it.
I intend to keep this promise. If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
If you like your plan and your doctor, you can keep them.
You'll be able to keep your health care plan.
And the law's built-in mechanisms, mandates, subsidies, and regulatory overreach that would inevitably drive premiums higher, cancel existing coverage, and create complete chaos.
We did fail to bring down the cost of health care.
But what do you say to people who say they don't want to pay for the undocumented?
Okay, let me tell you why we're doing it first, and then I'll answer that.
Okay.
Everyone should have a right to health care. Here's the idea. Everyone should have a right to health care.
Health care costs up over 80%, millions of plan cancellations.
Obamacare is a prescription for failure. The nation's second largest health insurer just pulled out. Anthem ended its agreement in Indiana and Wisconsin for next year because it just can't manage the cost of sick patients signing up for Obamacare.
Botched exchanges costing billions and persistent coverage gaps that never approached the promised universality.
You have been the single greatest threat to my family in the entire...
All righty, InfoWarriors, we are back. They got me. The Mossad got me, guys. They got me. They got me. No, I'm just kidding. No, our crew had some issues with some CPU issues on the back end. But back to what I was saying. I'm going to end with this thought. Not the transmission, but... just this this section. This is a massive issue to white Americans. A massive issue regarding this statement that President Trump made or reiterated, amplified on his Truth Social, declaring war on the third worldification of the United States. And see, these are the types of things that not only need to be said, but they need to be acted on, because these are not only national damaging things, but they are globally damaging things. I mean, just look at Europe, look at Germany, look at France, look at all these portions of the world with replacement migration, not only changing the culture or the language, but the demographics and the race within, eroding and erasing white people all over the world. And you see this with the rhetoric, with critical race theory. You see this taught to children at a young age. You see this in culture, where it's okay. It's totally okay to be a racist against a white person. It's totally okay. It's totally okay. You can do that in public. You can do that on TV. You can do that just about anywhere. You can do it in school. You can do it in a preschool. you can do it anywhere. You can do that absolutely anywhere. But, you know, you criticize, you even hurt the feelings of a black person, a brown person, anybody else. No, you are basically Lucifer and Satan themselves. But, you know, this full scale assault against white people, you know, you see these deeper underlying issues where you see a lot of these regime change wars going on in the Middle East that have been going on for a long time. You know, Syria, all these different portions, Afghanistan, all over the world, where that mass migration starts happening in waves. They get pushed out of Syria. They get pushed out of here. They get pushed out of there. And they go to France, or they go, you know, somewhere in Europe. A lot of them were being imported to the United States of America the past few years. And we have to pay for that in many ways. And at the end of the day, it's for a lot of regime change wars that do benefit Israel in the region. And a lot of that mass migration comes from that as well. And we have to pay for it, like I said, not only monetarily, but quite literally with our lives. And then simultaneously, while it's happening, there's a full-scale assault to accept it, to hate white people, to demonize white people because of the color of your skin. And it's an entire psyop based off of obvious lies and slander and character assassinations, because they go hand in hand with the replacement migration. And you see this all over the world. We saw this for 4 years with the open border, with the Biden regime, between 2021 and the end of 2024. But this full-scale assault against, you know, white people is not just necessarily, and I think this does get lost in translation a lot. It's not just like a war that is amongst, you know, against white adults, or like a white husband, or a white mother. It's children. It's little kids. It's like this systemic, decade-long attempt to not only assassinate the character, but in some way, shape, or form. And then you bring in infanticide into this, and you try to rise those numbers, and then sending white men to war, telling white people that they need to annihilate themselves, not procreate. It's like an extended genocide, if you really think about it. And these people are allowed to get away with it, because you get shut down as a racist if you bring it up, even if you're not white. That should let you know that's going on.
Nicotinamide. Now that's a $1,000 word. But what it is the raw precursor of NAD. Now, NAD energizes the entire body, cleans out the cells. It's amazing. But most people cannot absorb raw NAD. That's why you need the precursor, which this product has from organic form, but it has so much more. Ladies and gentlemen, we are so excited to announce this new product, DNA Reviver. This doesn't just have the precursor to NAD in it. It's got all the other organic compounds known to clean out your cells, give you incredible energy with no letdown, and supercharge your overall health. Right now, you get this product out of the gates, massively discounted at thealexshowstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, all the products are incredible. They all work synergistically together. But I've got to tell you, Ultra DNA Revival is a game changer for everyone. Young people, works great for them. But particularly middle-aged and older folks will really feel the difference. Now, things like our ultramethylene blue hits in 15 to 20, 30 minutes, okay? Our CMOS takes a week or so to build up. So does the bovine colostrum. Same thing with this, a week to 2 weeks, but within a month, 90%+ of people report incredible changes on every front. You need to go out and do your own research into NAD. You do your own research into all the ingredients that are in this product. Then realize, this is the private label of a nationwide bestseller that has the top reviews in the country. Most of the products at TheAuctionStore.com, we didn't invent. We go out, what has the highest ratings? What's the most tested? What has the best reviews? They let us private label it, and we sell it to you. That way you get a great product at a competitive price, and you keep the show on the air. So take advantage of this new product right now, Ultra DNA Revival at TheAlexShowStore.com, and know that it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. But if you don't get DNA Revival, you're really missing out. You owe it to yourself, your family, and to your overall health to try this product. You can't lose. It funds the operation, and we know it really works. Here's some of the known effects this compound delivers. Noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes. Faster recovery and greater endurance. Sharper focus and mental clarity. Support for healthy blood sugar levels already in the normal range. Stronger immune function. Enhanced liver health and natural detoxification. Reduced everyday stress, anxiety, and protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And it just gets better from there. Ultra DNA Revival is the newest addition to TheAlexShowStore.com, and we're extremely excited about it. If I could get a racehorse that had just won the Triple Crown and run it the next few races, I'd do it. It's that simple. And that's what I've done. If I could get Tom Brady at his peak to be my quarterback, I would. Well, that's how private labeling works. We go out to the top firms with the highest ratings, the best customer reviews, and we simply say, can we private label it? And in every case, they say, yeah, you can private label it. So it's not like we're reinventing the wheel. Whatever is the hottest, best reviews that people love, we go out and we get it. So when you get it, you love it. Well, that's what Ultra DNA Revival is all about. It's a private label of a best-selling brand that is simply amazing. You can empower your body, your immune system, your health, your clarity, your libido, your focus, and literally clean out your cells while at the same time funding this operation in the face of the globalists. That, my friends, is a 360 win at TheAlexShowStore.com.
The bat phone is ringing off the hook. The Joker is at it again.
Quick, Robin. We must analyze this threat. Do you have a location on the Joker, Robin?
Yes, he's at the abandoned warehouse on 5th Street.
I'm sick of that Newsom Joker. He's going down, Robin!
Blast you, Bat Brain! Must you ruin every rib-tickling riddle I concoct?
He thought he was going to get away with all of that Ultra DNA Revival!
Info Warriors, we are back on this Sunday evening. I am your guest host, Drew Hernandez, for the remainder of our time here together. We appreciate you guys. If you guys can do me a huge favor, if you're watching on X or you're watching on Rumble or Band.video, wherever it may be, just copy that link, share it absolutely everywhere. If you guys want to share it on X and tag me in it, I'll repost it. Let's make sure we get those numbers up and get this transmission out as quick as possible to as many people as possible. I did want to hit on this situation coming out of with the Somalians, right out of Minnesota, where we are seeing more and more of the Trump administration, ICE, attempt to target the criminality and obviously the corrupt operations that have been going on in Minnesota. In these obviously very, very targeted regions in the country. And also New York, right? Also New York as well. We have this article from the Gateway Pundit. New York has released nearly 7,000 criminal illegals with active ICE detainer requests back onto streets since Trump took office. Lawless Attorney General Letitia James prosecuting local sheriffs for working with ICE. The state of New York has repeatedly released nearly 7,000 illegal aliens from jail, including 29 individuals who were linked to homicide cases. In defiance of ICE detainer requests, per the Department of Homeland Security, 6,947 illegals have been released after committing 29 homicides, 2,509 assaults, 199 burglaries, 305 robberies, 392 drug offenses, 300 weapon offenses, and 207 sexual predatory offenses. Now, you know, we see this, you know, repeatedly, like I said, New York and Minnesota, et cetera. We see this foreign invasion continuing to destroy the lives of Americans. And so when you hear people, right, when you take a look at this, you know, Somalian invasion, when you take a look at these, you know, third world invaders from all over the world that are obviously coming in and they're wreaking havoc on the lives of America and they're raping our women and children. When you hear people complaining about not enough deportations as quick as possible, now we know the big, beautiful bill is supposed to be implemented and fully activated over, obviously, you know, the course of the next year, et cetera, with more ICE agents being deployed and hired around the United States. Whenever you hear somebody expressing their grievance that we don't have enough deportations as of yet, that these people just continue to be released and the judicial coup, and to the Trump administration's credit, we have had, I think, a couple hundred federal judges fired and replaced as a result, but there definitely needs to be more. The criticism comes from life or death. The criticism comes from it could be your daughter that gets raped by an illegal because they haven't been deported in time. The criticism comes because we all know just how destructive and dangerous this really is. We know it's real. We know it's obviously not a conspiracy. And we're not sitting around waiting for an election to be one to do something about it. I mean, if the numbers right now, I think, are going to be maybe around 300 to 500K deportations, and you add the self-deportations to that just this past year, will be maybe around 3 million. It's got to be way more than that. I mean, look at these numbers. Look at the destruction of those numbers of these people being re-released that are running the streets of America. And if they encounter your family, this is why I keep telling people, it's all about accountability. This isn't about making Trump look bad. This is about getting what you voted for. This is about protecting the lives of Americans. Now, obviously, we know New York is out of control, but that's why I thought that little meeting with President Trump and Zoran Mamdani was kind of a bad look. Do we really think Zoran Mamdani is actually going to shock conservatives and maybe actually do a good job? Now, all of a sudden, we trust the Muslim commie? Absolutely not. We know things are going to get worse and people are going to die as a result. This isn't about being right. This isn't about, oh, I got it right. Nobody wants to be a right about whether somebody's going to die or be raped or not or lose their life. That's why so many people are calling on more and more and more of accountability and more and more and more deportations. And like I said earlier, the fate of the republic truly does depend on these things. You guys know exactly what the left will do if this deportation operation fails. And it's not enough to say, well, you can't blame Trump. You can't blame ICE. It's the crooked judges. Well, then ignore the judges at the least. Mass deport. Lives are at stake. The country is at stake. And if we actually do get election integrity, elections are at stake. You know what these people are going to do. You get a Gavin Newsom, President Gavin Newsom, 2028 Gavin Newsom, inaugurated 2029. You know they will launch mass amnesty to the 30 to 50 million illegal aliens in this country. They will not hesitate. They are ready and they are just prepared to make that happen because they know how close they truly have come. That's what MAGA has proved itself to be. It proved itself to be an actual serious contender, a threat, to the deep state, the establishment, the foreign lobbies, whatever you want to call it, we truly are a threat to the mass migration, to the open borders, the pedophile rings, all these operations on both sides of the aisle that have been going on. I mean, why do you think they moved so quickly to push Elon Musk out of the picture? Why do you think they moved so quickly to somehow, some way, cause some friction between Elon Musk and Donald Trump? We've got to destroy that, somebody thought. They're getting too close to the money. This is way, way, way too close. And I think it was, and I'm a fan, by the way. I want to make sure that I get this right. I saw a post, and I believe I commented on it, by Mark Mitchell. And like I said, I'm a fan for sure. But I did respond. And if the team wants to look at my my X feed, it's like the fourth tweet down. You'll see it. I retweeted. I even think Alex retweeted it. But Mark Mitchell of Rasmussen Reports said, quote, "I don't even think Trump needs to fix the economy if he was just successful at draining the swamp." And I quote tweeted and said, "These two things are literally connected directly." And I wasn't throwing shade at Mark, nothing like that. I think that's true. I think it's absolutely true. And I think this kind of like, you know, there it is right there. These two things are literally connected directly. Shout out to the crew. Best crew on planet Earth, InfoWars crew. Those two things are directly connected. You cannot fully effectively fix the economy without draining the swamp. Now, I say that in an actual long-term way. Why do you think these people moved so quickly to somehow, some way, kind of like disperse Doge, right? Decentralize it. They tried to say, we're going to decentralize Doge. That's what we're going to do. We're going to decentralize it, right? Right. Who's we? That's what you got to ask yourself, right? And you know, and then there's been speculations about, you know, what was the real purpose of Doge? Was it information? Was it an intel op? But one thing we do know is that clearly something was run to cause a wedge between Donald Trump and Elon Musk. And we've seen over the past few months that, you know, they're at events together, right? They're doing handshakes. Maybe they'll be friends again. I'm not quite too sure we'll ever see. Now, we know that Elon's capacity in the federal government was to expire, right? We knew that from the beginning. But also at the same time, I think there definitely was, and we heard this right from the get-go, right? It was supposed to be Elon Musk and Vivek, right? We're supposed to kind of be like the leaders of Doge, and there were some disagreements going on. There was some friction. Vivek left. Elon stayed. Some months go by, literally a couple months go by, and all of a sudden, Elon Musk is posting on X that Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. Like, it was pretty brutal, you know? It's pretty brutal. You got to ask yourself, why wouldn't somebody want Elon so close to the money, right? Exposing everything USAID is doing, everything that these crooked politicians and their committees and their programs overseas, we know that are a lot of, you know, CIA front groups. But where's the accountability on that one? You know, who's going to go to prison for that, Bondi? How many politicians, left and right, that have been participating in not only bankrupting the country, but their money laundering, right? Embezzling, using our taxpayer money. We know this is going all over the world. How many of those people are going to be held accountable? People that made decisions, people that gave the green light, people that are benefiting from that. And obviously not just recipients, right? So-called Americans and traitors that, you know, criminals that do these things, but actual, you know, deep state operators, because it takes people in power to facilitate something like that. Aren't these the types of things you voted for? Is it a little too much to ask for? Maybe, but it's what we need. It's necessary. If you really want to fix the economy, in my opinion, again, these two things go hand in hand. I think a lot of our debt really isn't debt, if you think about it. How much of our money just literally goes all over the world, military industrial complex, never ending wars, never ending mansions for these damn politicians that end up with net worths in like the tens of millions of dollars somehow in less than like 10 years. Yeah, when are those people going to be investigated and go to prison? Now, we know Letitia James, the, you know, Adam Schiff and the mortgage fraud, et cetera. But, you know, that's really not enough. And a lot of these crooked rogue judges we know are just going to sabotage everything. But accountability needs to happen. It needs to happen absolutely and immediately and swiftly. But again, you know, the point to, you know, what I responded to Mark Mitchell was, you know, I just think that if you're really going to drain the swamp, I think it's going to cost us. I mean, obviously it's a net positive, but draining the swamp is going to require a lot of people obviously going to prison, but a lot of strings that have been pulled for a very long time that are connected to a lot of revenue. Now, I know, I think Alex Jones, I may be, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, has, you know, speculated that, you know, maybe Trump has had concerns about a disastrous economic fallout by releasing the Epstein files. If that's true, I don't agree with that. Let the chips fall where they may. I think if that were the case, I think that makes Trump even more of a coward, to be honest. But if we're truly going to have like a serious reform and we're truly going to drain the swamp and we're truly going to get down to the bottom of these types of corruptions, it's going to require pulling off some band-aids and ripping some scabs. That's going to create some serious pain, but the healing in the end is where we need to be and where we need to go, right? Metaphorically speaking. Now, I mean, to be completely honest, I said this earlier, I do think that we will see an economic turnaround in Trump's presidency over these next 3 years. Because I try to be as fair as I possibly can. I think we will see a turnaround with the tariff revenue and obviously Trump's policies that benefit the United States economically are definitely things that I think a lot of people will start to see the fruit from. Now, we know Trump has talked about this many times, like some of this stuff you'll start to see like in the next 10 years, but and I know Alex said this earlier too. It's like the messaging has been horrible. And I agree, you know, like you're pushing 50-year mortgages and you're like shaming people, kind of insinuating that the affordability crisis is not a real thing. Like, no. That's not, listen, man, everyone wants to blame Susie Wiles and maybe you can, right? Everyone wants to blame the administration ghouls that are around Trump and maybe you can, but here's where I can't go. I can't go Joe Biden territory with Trump, because if that's true, then we don't have a president. Okay. Like if that's true, if Susie Wiles is truly calling off of the shots, if Susie Wiles and all of the swamp creatures, okay, are influencing Trump so badly, that's why we're in such bad shape and they just all need to go, which I agree. They do need to go, right? Just meaning they need to be fired and replaced. If that's truly what it is, then we don't have a president. We've got a puppet again. Now, do you really believe that? You believe that President Trump is really not calling any shots? I think in terms of foreign policy, when it comes to the Middle East or Israel, clearly Israel is getting its way. But when it comes to everything else, especially domestically, how much in control is he really? And I've found this to be kind of inconsistent and hypocritical from a lot of people in MAGA that are like, oh, you know, he's got to fire the advisors. It's the advisors. I'm like, so is he the president or not? Well, he's just getting bad information. So we're in Trump 1.0 again. We can't cope forever, guys. They can't cope forever. And that's why I told Alex earlier, the solution is moving on. And I'll say this again, the solution is moving on. Strategizing, mobilizing. And I do think we have to, as always, hold our leaders accountable. Doesn't matter who it is. But I would say lean a little more into that on Trump, because he currently represents, that is your megaphone right now. Your megaphone, everything that is a grievance right now that we know needs to change beyond Trump 2028 and beyond needs to start a long time ago. Does that make sense? You don't start in 2028. You have to be preemptive about this. So then when you move into that season, whoever's on the landscape, whoever's attempting to stand up and say, I'm America first. I am the future of the right wing. I am the whatever, X, Y, Z, congressman, Senate, whatever it may be, president, whatever, whatever, right? There will be a list of demands. There will be, I don't want to use the word formula, but I guess you can say that. There will be something that they know they need to not only abide by, but there's criteria they need to meet. That's set by us, not by them. That's set by we the people, not by those in power. That's set by us. We set that. And that's been my criticisms of all these MAGA cheerleaders and all these shills out here. You're just like letting the federal government in the name of Trump set this and set that and give a pass on this and give a pass on that. Just be quiet. You don't want to get in. You don't want to lose your invitation to Mar-a-Lago. Oh, God forbid. You don't want to lose being invited to the White House. Oh, God forbid. Listen, I got some advice for some of these people out here. All right. If you are willing to compromise on the truth because you're afraid of being invited to Mar-a-Lago, like, you're actually the perfect person they want. You're unwilling to tell the truth. You're unwilling to say what needs to be said in the face of the administration because you care. You're unwilling to take it there because you're afraid of losing a seat at the table. I'm so afraid. You are exactly what the establishment is looking for. Someone that is easy to compromise. You are someone that'll get blackmailed like that. You have no values. That's what it comes down to. You have no values. You're not principled. You can't get past that. You can't get past your fear. You can't get past, I am willing to tell the truth, even if that means I get uninvited by this administration to anything. You can't get past that. Wow. Yeah. You are ripe. You are ripe. You're exactly what the establishment, you are exactly what this New World Order, whatever you want to call it, this satanic occult system, you are exactly what they want. Because if you get... I'm dead serious, man. You can't get past something that small. What else can they get away with you? How much more can they get you to compromise? How much farther are you willing to take it? Think about it. Power is a very dangerous thing. It could be a very, very, very good thing, beneficial thing. But it also could be a very destructive and dangerous thing. Manipulative thing. We've all seen this. Especially with people that are obsessed with, you know, fame and awards and accolades and being recognized. It's all fake, not real. What's your true reward? I know what mine is. Our rewards are in heaven. They're in Christ doing his will. It's seeing my family taken care of. Seeing my wife taken care of. If you got into this thing to be famous, or you got into this thing to be known, you got into this thing because I want to go down in history. I want to go down in history. You're exactly what they want. That's why you get lured in. As you get lured in slowly and slowly and slowly, they want people obsessed. Narcissistic psychopaths obsessed with fame and obsessed with glory, obsessed with being at the forefront of everything. The servants of Christ just want to serve and let your chips fall where they may and let the truth determine your friendships or let the truth determine your relationships. Why do you do what you do? I mean, that's the big question. Why do you do what you do? Why are you in what you're in? Why are you involved in what you're involved in? I mean, I could respect people more if they're just honest about it, to be completely honest. Like, yeah, I just want to be famous. Yeah, I want to be famous. That's what I want to do. I like it. I like being known. I like being seen. I like going to the conferences and, you know, taking pictures with people. People know my name. Well, I mean, at least you're being honest. But don't try to, you know, LARP and run around like, ooh, I'm just the independent warrior of the future. What I'm describing to you is everything people are so sick of. They're so sick of this in politics, left or right, whether in MAGA or the left-wing spaces. People are so sick of this. Everything is staged, fake, and gay, severely gay. And you're not allowed to be authentic in any of this kind of stuff. That's why Alex gets so much crap all the time. Is anyone that is unwilling to take a damn backdoor deal, or anyone that's unwilling to compromise, you know, you may not agree with somebody all the time, but if they're unwilling to compromise on their values, then, you know, I respect you for that. But the further and further we get away from that authenticity, and the closer and closer we get to the same old, let's all put the suits on, let's all, you know, pat ourselves on the back and jerk each other off and rack lines. Let's just continue this because we all just want to be famous and we want to be known and we want to be seen. Let's just continue doing this, and it doesn't benefit anybody out there at home. It doesn't benefit any of our fans, any of our listeners, any of our viewers, while they're all struggling, continuing to pay for never-ending wars, while they're out there struggling, continuing to pay their bills while the economy is continuing to destroy their lives and they can't take care of their children. Hey, but at least you got invited to Mar-a-Lago. And by the way, I get these invitations. I just don't care for it. I didn't get into this for that. Who am I? All I know is this is how I feel, and maybe many of you feel that way too. I think the only true path to success is going to be through truth, authenticity, honesty, justice. People will hate you. They will severely hate you for that. But they'll also respect you for that. You'll either be severely hated or you will be respected. But at the end of the day, we're here to serve and please Christ and do his will. Thank you guys. Appreciate you guys. Make sure to follow me on X.com/DrewHLive. Follow me on Rumble, rumble.com/DrewHernandez. Catch me over there. And I'll see you guys on the next one. Have a great evening.
Everything we do is the tip of the spear. You are the tip of the spear when you spread the word, when you pray for us, when you buy products. So listen, we have shortfalls, and they're not even that big, but I understand the economy's totally shot. Our audience is as big as it's ever been, and back when the economy was going and we had an audience this big, we'd be in high cotton and I'd be able to expand. Right now, I'm just trying to stay on air. So I need you to make the decision to go to thealexshowstore.com right now and take advantage of the biggest sale ever. Black Friday came early. That's right, Black Friday has come early. We always launch it the week and a half before Black Friday. Be a little different. Black Friday comes early. Mega sale, the biggest sale ever. Buy one, get one free on all supplements. The Irish Sea Moss, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Bovine Colostrum, and dozens of other amazing products. This is the biggest sale we've ever done. Ends Friday, November 28th. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement for free. Normally, it's buy one bottle of Irish Sea Moss, another bottle of Irish Sea Moss, or buy one bottle of Methylene Blue, another bottle. No, this is add any supplement to your cart and get another supplement free. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together. Don't miss out. This offer ends Friday, November 28th. Visit thealexshowstore.com today and fuel your body, mind, and power the info war. Take advantage of this amazing deal while supplies last. And here's another little tidbit that makes this a total loss leader when you use it. If you go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Droid or Apple app for free, that are the top apps, just in the last few months we launched it, folks at Bigly, the Alex Jones channel, the Alex Jones network, it's the same shopping cart on the app.
or your desktop or phone, you get an additional 20% off at checkout on top. So everybody should get the app and should definitely use that. But if you want to support us more, get more funds in, then don't use the app and get the additional 20% off. I'm serious. It's like a form of a donation. When I tell you that I need your support, it's absolutely critical. This is the most critical time.